This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. We've got some exciting stuff. A little bit later on, we'll be joined by Land Speed Louise, the lady that's spearheading the drive to rejuvenate the Bonneville Salt Flats. We'll kick things off by visiting with Don Jones. He's the CEO of TheOldCarGuys.com, and he's recently been on the road, so we'll get the inside scoop on that. Telephone-wise, you can find us at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Want to thank Mark in Atlanta for sending me an email complete with pictures of the Lincoln Continental that was utilized in the movie Animal House. So now I've got them, thanks to Mark. And I also want to remind you that Auto World is brought to you in part by DriveShare by Hagerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or brand new to the community, DriveShare unlocks the driving fun and cool cars by securely connecting car owners with renters. Through DriveShare's car sharing platform, renters find cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. List your car today to start earning extra income or rent. You can use the special code AUTOWORLD to save $50 off your next rental. That's AUTOWORLD, all caps. Visit DriveShare.com to browse, choose, and cruise. Right now, let's go to St. Louis, Missouri, and bring forth a man no stranger to these airways, because he is the old guy himself, the old car guy, the one and only Mr. Don Jones. Hey, how you doing, Don?
Well, you hit it. You hit a double on that one, buddy. I, you know, the old guy is and the old car guy. So, you know, it's just as opposed to like being the you know, the dead old car guy. But anyway, I'm still pumping now.
Very good. Excellent.
Yeah, we're just doing some traveling and trying to sell some cars for folks and adding some new product lines to the website and just, you know, doing what old car guys do. So, Unfortunately, we're doing a lot less car stuff this week and a lot more baseball stuff with the you know, the Cardinals in the playoffs. So,
of course, yeah,
yeah. So, but both of us see a lot of that since you're a Boston fan.
Yes, we've seen many a matchup between the Cardinals and the Red Sox over the years, and those have always been great series. Let's see, the Cardinals won at least, they won 46, and they won 67, and then they lost, of course, in 2004. But I believe St. Louis still holds the lead in the series.
I'm not really sure. I know that you guys, it was about 2014, you guys won the series from us. Somewhere about then. I can't, you know. The years are starting to bunch up on me. Unless I get the calendar out to count back, I get them all mixed up now.
I understand.
Back in my military days, all I had to do was think about what military base or what country I was in, and it pretty well gave me the year. being retired, it's a little harder to do that.
But yeah, anyway. Most definitely. But you've been busy. You've been out on the road. Where have you been, Don?
Well, we were up in Nebraska for about 4 days. We attended the Applejack car show, which I think is about the whole sixth year in a row that we've been up there. In the past, we sponsored the show, and And really, we didn't sponsor it this year, mainly because they didn't ask. But we did show up, and we did talk to them about sponsoring it next year. And they've been having some bad weather in Nebraska, the floods and everything. And it was really, the weather was supposed to be bad the Sunday of the show, but it was only bad until about 10 o'clock. So there was nothing going on, and all of a sudden at about 9:30, the place started filling up. But they had about 300 cars less this year than they did last year. And you're lucky at a lot of shows to even get 300 cars. But this show is one of the biggest in Nebraska, and they're having, I guess, between 500 and 600 cars usually. Takes up like 6 blocks down Main Street and branches off up a little side street. And it's really just great. It's like being in America in the 1960s, the way people act to one another, and the interaction, and the respect for the flag, and the kids being out, and just nice folks up there. And I was talking to some of the folks I know up there, and they basically take pride in being one of the most friendly cities in the Midwest. So that's their big, not only claim to fame, but something that they're very proud of, and they work very hard to keep it that way.
Well, that's great. There should be more of that in this day and age of 2019, but unfortunately you don't see that friendliness across the country in other areas.
Yeah, true. You know, the politics and everything that's going on today, and but it seems like car shows are able to get past all of that, and get down to shiny chrome and great looking colors and fast engines and powerful sound. So, I kind of stick with that part of the world right now. So we did that. We made some new friends. They hand out a lot of cards. Ran into a lot of old friends up there. We've got about 8 client yards and businesses that we've been dealing with. So we went in and made sure they knew that we were out here working for them. And then, of course, as usual, drank a few beers and came on home.
I wouldn't expect anything less, of course.
Well, I would hope not. I mean, it's that Irish thing, we got to keep up our reputation.
Absolutely.
We did that, and then back, we're working with the website. We did the big update on it, and we're looking for more affiliates. And right now, as of about an hour ago, I was working to bring Summit Racing into our fold. So we're looking at Summit Racing, Sears for the Craftsman Tool line, and Harbor Freight. There's a few other ones, but those three in particular, we're hoping to have those online in the next few weeks. We're really pushing to be the number one site for everything classic car, but also classic car racing. So we're trying to make that our goal, and if I was a little bit younger and had more energy, I'd probably have it done by now, but I'll keep plugging at it.
You mentioned the performance parts and the racing side. This is a category that you've only gotten into, but it looks like you're really getting into it now.
Yeah, we are. We took a look at the website, and we were putting all of the new parts into one section. And in the section, it was getting very, very hard to find anything in. It was basically 9 pages of people that sold car parts. And there was no rhyme or reason to how they got listed. Well, basically, they got listed by the date that we put them in. So we took the racing out and separated it. We took the new car parts out, and we took the we created a place for restoration shops.
That sounds like a great idea. Hold that thought. We'll come back and talk more about it after this quick message. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back coming at you live across North America on great radio stations like the one you're tuned into right now, or perhaps you're joining us online at GCNlive.com. Don Jones is with us. He's the guy with the fantastic website, The Old Car Guys, and before that hard network break there, we were talking about Don's expansion into race and performance parts, and this seems like a growing part of your business and a growing part of the hobby as well.
It is. We're seeing much much more going on with nostalgia racing. And I think it's really going well down in your neck of the woods, down in Florida and Georgia and the southern states with the drag racing and the old drag strips coming back to life. There was supposed to be one popping up here near St. Louis, but I don't think that they've ever got off the ground. But I did talk to a few folks down in Florida and another fellow up in Wisconsin. They were running drag racing. And most of it now is big dollar stuff with bracket racing being the way most of the folks are competing. But I'd like to see it get back to the really good old days where you could drive your old classic in and take the deals off of the exhaust system and run headers, and so you get a little more power and a lot more noise, and run it down the strip and see how fast you can go in a quarter of an eighth of a mile. Then at the end of the race, put it all back together and drive it home, and maybe drive it to work on Monday morning.
That's so very true.
That's the way it was, and it was supposed to be a fun thing. And I'd like to see that come back. I don't know if it ever will, but we're doing what we can here to see if we can support it. We still got a lot of calls, and at the different swap meets, we see folks selling a lot of the old manifolds, and particularly flathead manifolds from the early 50s. And so there's somebody out there buying stuff and somebody out there doing something with it. So we'll see if we can help it along a little bit.
That sounds great. And in addition to your expansion into racing and performance parts, I've also noticed that you guys are listing more restorers. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. We've taken the cars that we deal with, and we put them in two categories. One are the restorable or parts cars. And those are generally survivors, foreign finds, cars that we find in salvage yards that there's enough there to put it back together, or it's too valuable to just let it go to rust. And we market those in the states that we're allowed to. Some states, it's very, very easy to sell an entire car out of a salvage yard, Kansas being one of them. In other yards, it's impossible to do that. Once they go behind the fence, they don't come out alive. And that's it was Iowa. I hear that they're getting a little softer in Iowa, but Iowa was a very, very tough state to rescue a car out of. So we're trying to deal with that and putting those up. We've had some pretty good luck selling those cars for our clients. And then what we did have a bunch of luck with, last time it was on, we were talking about these Hudsons that we found in Pennsylvania. And the guy called me up like 2 weeks before they were going to tear the garage down, and he had to get them out. We made a lot of calls and talked to a lot of car clubs and stuff, but I don't think we were able to sell anything for the guy. But, I mean, the stuff was almost giveaway price. He had a 39 Hudson for $100, a 70 AMX for $2,000, a 70 Javelin for $1,400. We found buyers, but the shipping was more than the car was going to cost them, and it kind of bowed out. Even with the discounts we get our clients for shipping, it still runs $2,400 to ship a car from, well, actually two cars from Pennsylvania to Nebraska would run $2,400, I think, was about the cheapest we found. So, when you're paying $3,400 for two cars and another $2,400 for shipping, suddenly it's not such a good deal.
But what great opportunities! It's too bad that some folks closer didn't take advantage of it, because
given more time, we might have been able to find him a buyer. it's awful hard to deal with stuff like that, particularly when you can't get pictures of it. The fellow was too disabled to get into the garage to get the pictures for us. We contacted someone with the Hudson Club in the area of Pennsylvania that knew this person's father, the original owner of these cars, and he went over to shoot some pictures. But they were very few, and it was a situation with a lot of cars and a small barn, and they're bumper to bumper, the roof's caving in, the crud's on the car. It's hard to get a general idea of the condition. There was a couple of convertibles in there that debris had fallen through the roof. So they're going to be almost impossible to find anybody to come and get them, even if they were free. But the AMX looked in pretty good shape, and if I would have been in a better financial position, I would have went out and I would have brought that car back for my own my own use. I would have invested the money to put that one back on the road, but I'm not in any situation right now to do anything like that.
Yeah, and salvage yards.
You know, tell them get away.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk a little bit about your relationship with salvage yards. You certainly, over the years, have gotten connected with whole bunches of salvage yards, and not just in the Midwest, but all over.
Yeah, we're dealing with yards in Florida. I think in like 9 or 10 states now, Maryland, Nebraska, Iowa, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Kansas, Missouri. Oh, I don't know, might be another state or two I'm forgetting about. But and then we travel and we meet people running salvage yards or backyards or barns full of stuff that suddenly they decide it's time to get rid of this stuff, and we try to come up with a marketing strategy for it. And we, as I tell people, our prices start out at free, and then they work their way up to cheap. And we do what we can. So.
That's great. Hang with us for a few more moments, Don, and we'll have more fun with Don Jones. He's the CEO of the Old Car Guys. And don't forget, you can actually call him at 314-306-7507. He'll answer the phone. Absolutely.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Amid strict travel bans and border closings, Americans are trying to head home from around the globe. But once they return, they have to wait for hours in long lines for medical screenings.
It's understandable how when people see a travel ban, they immediately want to hunker and get home. Hopefully we don't have more of that, but I think we probably, unfortunately, will see that.
On Fox News Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health says that social distancing can curb the spread of the virus, and he thinks
everyone should make changes to their daily lives.
To think that right now everything is going to be okay if you don't do anything, that's absolutely incorrect.
President Trump says he has been tested for the coronavirus, and the test did come back negative. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Oh, you better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
I'm talking all about Cadillacs and all other types of vehicles here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, joined by Don Jones, the CEO of theoldcarguys.com. He's been telling us about his recent travels to the great state of Nebraska and telling us about some of the changes made on the website. And Don, you're right. I logged on, and usually you have more cars up for sale, but right now it's a little bit of a slow period on that.
Right, you have to, if you dig down, there's still some glitches in the way that we're able to put things on the different areas, and it's kind of, a lot of stuff is ending up in the car section that doesn't really need there, but we still have a fairly amount of cars. We just put up a two of them yesterday, I think. I don't remember what the heck they were now, but I think a 51 pickup truck and I think a very rare Packard, a 37 Packard maybe, that we just added on. So we're offering free advertising on anybody that wants to put a car on. They can just go to the website and where it says get started, hit the button and just list it. And then if they have problems uploading any pictures, they can send an email with an attachment to me, and I'll put those pictures in there for them. And, you know, it's totally free. And then if somebody has a auto restoration shop, be it a engine shop, mechanic shop, or a body shop, or an upholstery shop, we'll give that person free advertising. We do ask them to put up a sign that says that they're part of our network. That sign kind of remind them that there are a lot of good deals on auto parts, you know, back on the website. And we're trying to build a network of good people that are working on cars for other good people. And,
That's great.
You know, I'll do my best to kind of find good places to get the parts. They can do a good job putting the parts on. So it'll be a workout pretty good.
And I like this new section of the website. You haven't loaded it up yet, but it's called Other Neat Stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to get under myself on the Other Neat Stuff, but that was just on folks that were selling whole Rat Fink things, fire hydrants or a gas pump, or, you know, just oddball stuff like that we were going to put up there. And I think we moved a lot of that under the resource section. But we keep plugging away on it, and someday I'll get this down to a science.
Very good. And Don, again, can be reached via the website, theoldcarguys.com. And as I've said many times over the years, I've had a lot of folks associated with the radio show since 1992, but I've never had somebody like Don who gives out his personal number. So he may not get to you, you know, right away, because he's got lots of people calling him. But if you dial up Don, he'll eventually get back to you. And what's that best number to get a hold of you, Don?
Yep, 314-306-7507. And I'm also there at theoldcarguys@gmail.com. But a lot of old car guys don't know how to use computers. But if you do, try it that way. But I'll answer the phone if I'm up and about.
Sounds great. Where are you going in the not-too-distant future? Do you have any upcoming plans?
Yes, I've been waiting for the cold weather to hit, which it's starting to get cool here. We're going back down to Rolla, Missouri, to look at a farm that has maybe as many as 1,000 rescue cars on it. And we're going to just go down and shoot the ones that I can do the best on getting a good price for. The guy's got some older Hemi-powered cars down there, and some nice 390 Fords, and just some really neat stuff. And we'll go down and see what we can do on getting some of those cars and get some money in that guy's bank account. Yeah, it's a fellow that had a stroke, and he's decided it's time to go ahead and sell some of this stuff off and put the money to a better use.
Well, that's good, and you're helping them out. That's a great story.
Yeah, well, I'll share that one with you in a month or so after we get down or do the shoot.
That's great, Don. Got an email just came in here, interestingly, and it's for you. It's from David in New Hampshire. And David wants to know, Don, if you have a line on any places that you can get Model A parts.
Yes. Go to the website under new parts. If you want new parts, then look for Battlefield. You got Model A and Model T. If you're looking for used parts, it would be Schomeyer's in Missouri and Watts's in Nebraska. Both of those guys are sitting on a lot of cars that go back to the early 1920s. And you can even find some good sheet metal coming out of Nebraska.
That's amazing. There seems like there's a lot of car stuff going on in Nebraska.
There is. We're finding, well, when I was trying to sell those cars for the fellow in Pennsylvania, I ended up running into a guy who's got 40 Hudsons that his late brother owned. They're sitting on a farm in Wilcox, Nebraska.
Wow.
So I got to get back with him to see if I can do him any good. But you never know where you're going to find the next treasure.
Absolutely, that is so true. And here's another question for you. This one is from Carl in Washington State, and he wants to know about referrals about tires. He says he's got a number of older cars and lately is running into trouble getting tires. What would Don suggest?
Yeah, salvage yard and get older tires. Now, I kind of paused a little bit. You know, occasionally I'll go to a salvage yard and look at a car that's been wrecked and the tires are worth salvaging. But I've also seen people that think that they can buy tires that have been in storage for 30 years and put them on a car. Do not do that.
Yeah.
It's like playing Russian roulette with an automatic pistol. That doesn't work too well. Go to our old buddy down there in Tennessee, Coker Tires.
Corky. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Coker Tires makes tires for just about anything. And also some of the restoration folks that we have on the website, if they're a big three type of car, those restoration folks usually handle tires for those particular models. And you start getting into some really old stuff that have got big wheels and very thin tires, it's basically something you'll probably have to get from Coker's. As we find these guys, we'll have them on the website. In fact, we did have Coker. I think Coker's is still up on the website. We might not have moved them yet. I believe we've had them up there for a number of years.
That's great. And you're so right in pointing out the fact that the tires do not age well. A lot of people are under the impression that they can keep old tires on their existing vehicle, or they can find something and slip them on a new vehicle, but they're making a mistake. Well, Don,
exactly.
I want to thank you so much for your time here today. Everybody give Don a call, 314-306-7507. Thanks so much for your time here today.
Anytime, buddy. Talk to you later.
All right, take care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the
hot rod? I want to remind you once again that Auto World is brought to you in part by DriveShare by Hagerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or brand new to the community, DriveShare unlocks the driving fun and cool cars by securely connecting car owners with renters. Through DriveShare's car sharing platform, renters find cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. List your car today to start earning income or rent. Use the special code AUTOWORLD to save $50 off your next rental. That's AUTOWORLD, all caps. Visit DriveShare.com to browse, choose, and cruise as we continue to try and spread the word about this really unique company owned by the folks at Hagerty. We're scheduled to be joined in this segment by Land Speed Louise, a.k.a. Louise Knoweth. And I know she was attending a concert, and by now the concert was supposed to be over and she was going to be able to spend some time with us, but I'm guessing that they're doing encores at the concert or something, or she's just gotten tied up, but that's not a problem. I understand CBS this morning, in the last few days, did a story on Louise's Save the Salt Foundation. Louise is the lady that's been heading up the rejuvenation of the Bonneville Salt Flats. For a couple of decades, things were not taken care of, and so the salt has shrunk significantly and is nowhere near what it was back in the days when this was such a integral part of the early days of hot rodding. But some people have gone through there unknowingly, in some cases knowingly, in other cases doing damage to the salt flats. And so Louise has got the Save the Salt Foundation. SaveTheSalt.org is the website, and she will be again out in Las Vegas for the gigantuan show known as SEMA, the Specialty Equipment Marketing Association show. And she was there last year collecting all kinds of signatures, and the folks in the state of Utah actually got a little bit of attention raised, and they have moved to make several items to be in the vein of improving the conditions of the salt flats and getting them back to the prime conditions of years ago, because it is such a part of American history. If you read anything about hot rodding in the U.S. In the 20th century, you will see all the hot rods that ran at Bonneville, not to mention the rocket cars and Craig Breedlove and folks like that. But this is a real historic place. I know Louise has said in the past it's something you need to put on your automotive bucket list, so to speak. I've never been there myself, and I'd like to someday be able to check out the area known as Salt Lake and the festivities that go on two or three times a year regarding drag racing. And in order to set a record, you got to do it in two directions. You could run a vehicle very, very fast in one direction and maybe turn it around and come back the opposite direction, and the time might have been a little bit slower, but it doesn't count. The fast run does not count unless you match it on the return run. So there's lots of rules, and certainly when you look at, again, the hot rodders, the pioneers, the Ed Escudarians of the world, all these people who really made hot rodding such a big thing. Robert E. P. Peterson, the founder of Hot Rod Magazine, and of course later the founder of Motor Trend, a company that I had the pleasure of working for a number of years. And I can tell you something interesting about Motor Trend is Motor Trend for years has had a certified pre-owned vehicle department, in which they gather up cars that were purchased by owners and taken care of by the dealerships, and so they are certified pre-owned. Well, before it was just done online, but guess what? They're opening some stores. They're starting in the state of Florida. They have one opening on October 18th in Orlando, Florida, and they're going to have another one opening down in Miami and another one in Jacksonville, and I believe they have four or five other locations picked out as well. I can only imagine if things go well in Florida for the Motor Trend certified pre-owned stores, this probably will go nationwide. I went into the place the other day. They've opened very quietly, and it's interesting to see all these guys wearing Motor Trend certified pre-owned shirts, and of course it's the same logo that I used to wear when I was the radio host for Motor Trend and writer, blogger, and streaming TV host back from 1999 to 2010. Well, Auto World certainly has been around for a long, long time. As a matter of fact, in this particular time slot, we've been here since 1995. We expanded over the years to a full 3-hour format, but it started out as just 1 hour once a week, and at our peak we were doing 7 hours every weekend, but we've dialed it back now to just the 3 hours. But they're evergreen 3 hours, we make sure of that. So if you're a radio station that plays us on tape delay, no need to worry about timely information, because we make sure and do anything that has a time-sensitive nature way out in advance. So even if you're running us a week behind, there isn't any adverse effect to the program on all of our great, and I mean that, great radio stations that broadcast this show each and every week in all four corners of the country. And of course we've got a new station in the Virgin Islands, and I used to be on years ago on a station in the Virgin Islands. I believe it was at that time WSTA. I don't know whatever happened to that station, but we're now on a couple of different stations in the Virgin Islands, and say hello to everybody listening down there. there. I've never been to the Virgin Islands. I hope one of these days I get the opportunity to do so. And certainly thank the program director of the station for adding Auto World to the lineup. Got a number of emails out of Atlanta today, and great to hear from you folks. And of course, for years we've been on a number of great stations in Atlanta and surrounding areas. Let's hope maybe perhaps we're picking up some new stations there. I'm still lobbying, I should say. I might as well be logging, but I'm trying to get Auto World on in Dallas through a friend who is now not only a talk show host, but the general manager of a radio station in the Dallas area. And boy, would we love to be on in Dallas, but the station is owned by a big company, and according to the general manager, he has to get everything triple okay before he can do anything. So I still hold out hope that we will be on in the Dallas metro area in the months to come. Let's hope so. And let me remind you too, folks, about my website, autoworldradio.com. It's a little bit outdated. We're going to update it really soon, make it more audio friendly. We're going to start putting up some of the great interviews that I've done with members of the automotive community, members of the car companies. I can just think of some recent ones that I've done on vehicles like the Shelby GT500 Mustang, on the entire Dodge Ram lineup, on Jeep and their latest offerings, which includes the Gladiator, which is the melding of pickup truck and Jeep in one vehicle. Well, there's the music. That means it's time for me to wrap it up for this week. But in the meantime, I want to thank Mackenzie for all of his great work behind the board. And I want to thank you, all you folks on the other side of the radio, for joining me for this hour of Auto World. When you get a chance, log on to autoworldradio.com and driveshare.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.